Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. Medford is home to what historians consider one of the oldest standing slave quarters in the northern United States. Now the city also is home to a new memorial honoring approximately 50 slaves believed to be buried in unmarked graves in the Salem Street burial ground. The large gray stone was unveiled yesterday at a dedication ceremony organized by students in the Medford Public Schools Center for Citizenship and Social Responsibility Club. Newly minted high school graduates Jenny Liu and Joseph Schmidt and third graders Jasmine Hagburn and Liam Brady spearheaded the effort, raised money, and secured additional funding through a city grant.
To be honest, I didn't really know what slavery was.
I'd walked by that cemetery so many times and I had never thought that there were enslaved people buried there. We need to remember them as part of our history and part of what has shaped us as a community, as a town, and as a country. So I think this stone helps memorialize the fact that, yes, Medford did have a part in the slavery business, and we are not innocent up here, and also to help us remember that, just the history of slavery in general.
Like, if we don't remember, then we might repeat the horrible mistakes of the past. And so I'm really happy that we're putting this memorial down. So then people like look at it and like, oh my God, that was such a terrible time when the slaves were just working for people.
I think it's important because they had no voice to speak and stuff.
And obviously they are people, and we believe that it is about time that we give them a voice back and some respect.
We remember you. We're trying to do all we can to make this right.
I don't think there's much we can say except I'm sorry, and we're trying our best.
The students learned about the unmarked graves from a teacher who was researching the history of Medford. The site already was part of the African American Trail Project, an initiative of Tufts University's Center for the Study of Race and Democracy. The Trail Project maps African American and African descended public history sites throughout Massachusetts. The project co-directors, Carrie Greenwich and Kendra Field, are both historians, and they join me now in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
The new memorial recognizes the more than 50 enslaved people who were buried at the Salem Street Cemetery in Medford, and you lead people to that site as part of your African American Trail Project. What can you tell us about the site and the people who are buried there?
Well, what we know about enslavement, particularly in Medford, is that Medford, Massachusetts was a leading distiller, manufacturer, and distributor of rum. And Medford founding fathers of the town had connections to the slave trade. And so what we know about the Salem Street burial ground is that in addition to being land that was lived upon by early European settlers, it was also a place that became a burial site for the elite in Medford. Many of those people owned slaves, and many of those people then had their enslaved people buried alongside them or in other sections of the cemetery during the time that the cemetery was open.
You know, many, many people of African descent were buried in unmarked graves throughout North American history. In some cases, like, you know, my own family in Oklahoma, there was actually a fence, and my father's ancestors, for the most part, were buried on one side of the fence, beyond the part that's, you know, where the landscaping happens. Now, within the history of New England in particular, because we're talking about smaller numbers of people of African descent, and because of the nature of slavery, you don't have the kind of plantation complex and, you know, black majority communities that you have in other parts of the country, for instance, South Carolina. But instead, you have smaller numbers of people of African descent who are, for the most part, attached to white slave-owning families in terms of where they're located.
Is there a way to identify the people buried in these graves?
There's been a great amount of work in the last several decades, archaeological, archival, and historical in nature, that often gets us, you know, rough demographic data, but not necessarily kind of the identities, and certainly not the lives and the labor and the loves and the joys as well as tragedies of people's interior lives, right? And that's one of the reasons that, you know, both Professor Greenwich and I are really interested in the stories behind the places, right? The stories behind the sites.
I think that culturally, the interaction with the history of slavery in the North takes sort of a different shape than in the South. And is there some sense in New England, in Massachusetts, even now, that there might be a resistance to these kinds of efforts, a feeling that for all practical purposes, slavery didn't happen here?
I think the general public often has a view that enslavement is, you know, that photograph taken in 1850s of people working on a cotton plantation somewhere in the distant South, if you're from Boston, right? And not realizing that it's an economic and political and cultural system that thrived in the Americas, you know, from the 1500s all the way up to the late 19th century. So, and that means in that amount of time that slavery takes on many different modes. It looks very different, say, if you're in Western Massachusetts versus being in Boston versus being in Salem versus being in New Bedford, right? But that enslavement still existed. And to reckon with the fact that slavery itself involved human beings, which means that there's all these sort of multivalent sort of ways that human beings react and act and live and love and exist within a system that took place for that long a period of time.
This memorial in Medford comes at what seems to be a time of reckoning with memory, the country's history of race and slavery. Plaques remembering Confederate soldiers were just taken down in Oak Bluffs. This is a continuing and heated conversation nationally. And your historians, tell us about that context and your impressions as historians and scholars of this monument in Medford now going up to slaves.
I would say it's not a coincidence that greater attention to the lives of people of African descent is happening in the same moment that there's heated debate over Confederate memorials, especially in the South and beyond. I mean, I think memory and memorialization, historical memory, is really on many people's minds right now in relationship to our current state of the world. And that makes a lot of sense, I think. People are trying to make sense of the past in order to better understand the present.
History is often a good way to put this moment in perspective and put it in a broader context of, you know, Medford is part of Massachusetts, which is part of America, which is part of a world, right? Mm-hmm. So that there's all these varying stories that can emerge from that complicated legacy.
Massachusetts, you know, includes the history of racial slavery and the slave trade. It also includes the often better known history of abolition and radical abolition. It includes the history of busing, right, and desegregation. And so there's no one linear story when it comes to the history of people of African descent. And I think this is not the first kind of moment of reckoning with slavery in Medford by any stretch, but it is an important one. And we should use it as a jumping off point to kind of dive deeper into much of the work that's been done by historians and archaeologists and archivists, specifically in Medford over the last, you know, 30, 40 years.
Kendra Field and Carrie Greenidge, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Kendra Field and Carrie Greenidge are co-directors of the African American Trail Project at Tufts University in Medford. This is 90.9 WBUR.